This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's medicine importers Sunday said they had run out of hundreds of essential drugs and warned of more shortages as the country's dire financial crisis batters the health sector. Lebanese face several shortages, including petrol, amid what the World Bank says is one of the world's worst financial crises since the 1850s. The local currency has lost more than 90% of its value on the black market, but the central bank had been helping importers cover a large part of the cost of imported drugs. Now the Lebanese Association of Pharmaceuticals Importers says medicine imports have almost completely ground to a halt over the past month. An official tells the AFP some drugs to treat cardiac diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, and multiple sclerosis are already out of stock. He warns if nothing is done, quote, the situation will be catastrophic by the end of July, depriving hundreds of thousands of patients of their medication. Demolition workers are preparing Sunday to bring down the remainder of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida that the governor warned was, quote, tottering and faced a heightened risk of failure in an approaching storm. Officials suspended rescue operations Saturday to let workers begin placing explosives into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the tower in Surfside. The operation carries risks, but officials say it cannot be avoided. Tropical Storm Elsa is looming in the Caribbean and forecast to hit the state by Tuesday morning. The confirmed death toll stands at 24, but 121 people are still unaccounted for. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.